عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله تعالى reward you all for taking out the time and coming so early in the morning, especially those that travel. By Anwar came all the way from Ladysmith, as he had problem finding the place. Hafiz Abdul Rahman and Kari Sabanjam came from South Coast. Allah Ta'ala reward them. Some people ask me, say, when you come in to Shepston, I say, first fix the bridge. So I don't know which road they came from now. Allah Ta'ala reward them. There was one person, he mentioned that he is not managing to read his Isha Salah. And slowly his Fajr Salah too now is going. So he gave some reasons. Mostly he blames his work. Working, finishing up late, and still got some paperwork and getting late. So I mentioned to him that, see, this is a mistake we're making. Is this effort to acquire milk and bread, we're calling it work. Effort to earn our roti, kapra, makan, calling it work. So when we regard this as work, so it becomes like a very high thing we're doing. And then, because of that work now, our health can go, our family can go, our deen can go. All can get sacrificed. We'll be working. So, we mustn't regard that thing so high. Whatever occupation, that's just to earn our roti, kapra, makan, that's all. So why are we giving it such a high status? And then we feel that everything can get sacrificed for that. So many businessmen, they don't go for namaz with jamaat to the masjid. Got a masjid close by. So we read it here on top. We got our musalla. Why are you reading it here on top? Because you gave this work such importance that now it overrides everything. The family got some calm. We can't do it for them. We're working. So one side, our desires and our wants. We want this, we want that. The family is also to blame sometimes. They want this, they want that. So now the husband too, he needs to work. And sometimes it's not even that. It's just he wants to work, he's in love with his business. Right? He wants to be a powerful businessman. So this causes a person to neglect many hukuk. Even if we are in the khidmat of deen, that doesn't allow us to ignore other people's hukuk. The rights are rights. We have to fulfill the rights. Even if we're teaching students and we're getting very angry, and in that anger now we're insulting them or we're hitting them, that's incorrect. We're getting guna. That too is ghusa, is anger. In the shop, you're taking off with the staff, you're getting so upset, so mad. That is ghusa. It's anger. We are answerable for all of that. The other thing is that if you really think about it, salah is how many minutes? A few, couple minutes. So now, you ask a person, but why? It's just few minutes. Just read your namaz. You see, I'm just not getting down to doing it. So this is salb-e-tawfiq. Salb-e-tawfiq. Anything we do, we can only do if Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to do. I'm glad to open the windows. We can only do it if Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq. If Allah Pak don't give us trophy, we can't do anything. But Allah is so merciful, He doesn't just take away tawfiq, just like that. Somebody really wants to please Allah Ta'ala, he wants to do, and Allah Pak just take away the tawfiq from him. No. When we turn away from Allah, Allah gives us chance and chance and chance and chance, and then we don't want those chances. Then sometime Allah Ta'ala takes away the tawfiq. As parents, sometime we make big blunders. There was one child, he was studying, came for gap year, good boy, is fresh out of school, out of matric. He said, no, Mona, I want to become an anim. So we told the father, so no, this child now wants to do anim course. Father said, no. He has to study something first. Must study something first. So he is going to be studying. This studying is not going to play, he's going to study. So no, I got my practice. It's so well established. Who's going to take over this practice? It's my iklota beta. So only one son I got. So don't corrupt him. So anyway, the father took him, put him in the university. The other day, when I saw him, my heart sunk, you know. Him. Can't even make him out some funny kind of hairstyle. This side is all shaved. What kind of clothing? Now the same child could have been an anim. He wanted to become an anim. It was another youngster, he was being Gibbs. And good child. He was so, Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with so much of taqwa at that time. He was the youngest sibling. So now the elder siblings, sometime they going to Durban, to the mall, do some shopping, whatever. Now they say they want to go and see one movie. They're out now. So go see a movie. So this fellow used to cry. He used to throw a tantrum. So no, we can't go do this. I'm not coming. He said, we can't leave you alone. He was young that time. You have to come with us. He start fighting with them. I don't want to go. Now he's at young age. People, young elder brothers, sisters, sister-in-laws, brother-in-laws, whatever they're all doing, but he used to remain firm. Yesterday, I seen him also after a very long time. I don't think he even saw me. He was just driving. Now when sports car, funny kind hairstyle, going to funny kind place. All this is the parents' wrong decisions. That child too, he didn't want to go that route. Not to say he's not going to get guna for his own actions. He will get guna for his own actions. Allah Ta'ala forgive us all. Amen. But the parent, the child was going in the right road. You insist, no, you must go this way. And now you take him, put him in that. And now see what is the natija. We still have, Allah Ta'ala can still change a person, and Allah Ta'ala can put a person on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. I'm not saying everybody will go and become an alim, but at least allow the person to go the route of deen. Not every person going to become an alim, hafiz, but create that mahol, that environment of deen. An environment of deen is not kurta dari. That's not an environment of deen. Many of our children and us also, our hearts becoming very hard. one of the reason is that our rozi is not right. Our rizq is not right. Now, you say, no, but mine, everything is above board. Are we checking our transactions? Checking our transactions, how I'm transacting. You see, one businessman says, see, I'll sell you this item. Right? Sell you this item. You want it? I'll sell it to you. But the day you want to sell it, you can only sell it back to me. The day you want to sell it, you can only sell it back to me. On that condition, I'll sell it to you. Now, this clause in the sale, it renders that sale incorrect. But we don't know. We're doing it. One person is seeing how the banks are operating. He says, I too rather operate like a bank. I too got a lot of money. So somebody comes for a loan. Say, no, see, I can't give you a loan because my money is going to be sitting with you. How am I going to benefit? So I can't give you a loan. So better what we do, see, this shop of yours, or this car of yours, or this property of yours, or whatever, some item that you are using, I'll buy it. I'll buy it for so much, the amount, the loan money that you want, I'll buy it, and then I'll give it to you, the money, but now, that item, you hire it from me now. So you need that item, so you hire it from me, and you pay me rent. Till you got my money by you, you pay me rent. Right? So up to that point, little bit panel beating here and there, it can be permissible. Right? But now, say for example, the market related rent for that item is 10 rand. Right? The market related rent for that item is 10 rand. So he's saying, but you must pay me 60 rand rent. 60 rand rent. And you don't need the money. If you are in that bracket that you can loan that kind of money, you don't need the money. Right? But this fellow is in a jam now. He's desperate. So, this thing can take me out of my problem now. You're exploiting a person in his problem. How are you going to stand in front of Allah? And that money you're taking, how can it be clean? How can that money be clean? That man is not, he's not paying you happily. Will that somebody's tears now? That money is it not going to have a negative effect? It's not going to have, definitely there will be no. One is there will be no ruhaniyat in that money, definitely. No noor in that money. And it will affect the hearts of our children, our wife, ourselves. So now, it don't end there. So now come, this man now is out of his problems, maybe 5 months down the line, 6 months down the line. You finish make so much of money, 1 year down the line. Now he comes, says, all right, bhai, I got your money. Bahut shukriya, but no shukriya. There's your money, and can I please have my item back? So no, bhai, wait. See, I bought this thing from you. So you sold it to me for 100 rand. Right? Now you want to buy it back. I need to make profit on it now. See, hirs, this is what you call hirs, greed. I was telling somebody, I said, no, bhai, you want to loan somebody, you must loan them. Don't contaminate the story. You give somebody a loan, give them. He said, but Mona, it doesn't make business sense. I said, who told you it doesn't make business sense? It's the best transaction. He said, no, I'm going to give that person, I was telling one businessman, I said, see, if Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with so much money, you've got some staff members, they're working for you for so long, why are you making them get involved in riba? I said, take your money, that fellow wants to buy a house, help one person at a time, he wants to buy a house, give him the money to buy a house, take it off his salary every month, he's paying rent there, so take that same money out of his salary, right? I said, see, you'll benefit two ways. In your business too, you'll benefit. You say, how am I going to benefit? I say, isn't that staff member loyal? He's a good staff member. You got him for long. Now you tied him up for longer. He'll stay with you now. He's owing you money now to pay for the house. He'll stay with you. That's your dunyavi benefit, right? You say, yeah, but you don't make business sense. I must outlay million rand, 1.5 million, whatever. And he'll pay me back maybe after 10 years, 15 years. That money, I could have turned it so many times. I say, yeah, it's turning. Don't worry. How is turning? I say, see, you gave that man a loan. But this is an easy way to get sawab. Easy way to get sawab. Only Allah Ta'ala gives returns like this. See, this, you give him a loan, million rand, for example. He pays you back after 10 years. Work out the days. 365 days in a year times 10, right? For every day, you getting sawab of giving million rand in charity. That's your sawab. Now, is your money not turning or not? The problem is, you only want your money to turn for the world. You haven't got the akhirat in mind. That's why you're thinking your money is not working for you. Your money is working for you. Working so much for you, the dividends you get in akhirat. And then after that, the person can't pay you, he's battling. Right? You make him mad. You make him mad. He can't pay you, he's really battling. You can see, he can't make it. Maybe he paid you a few years. You don't need the money. Allah forgive you so much in other ways. This, that. But you know what? Why are you owing me? Just forget about it. Leave it. Imagine on day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala say, hey, my banda, you never do this. You never do that. Or I never mind. You made my servant maaf. I'm more forgiving. I'm more forgiving. Not you. So I forgive you. You too, right? Leave it. Okay. All your balance, right? Leave it. We write it off. So now we mustn't think that this is only for the super rich. Each one of us, we can make amal on this. One is you get the super rich, so they get the people with the super needs. But other people too got needs. So you can spare 100 rand. You can wealth is not only for the world. You must use that wealth to earn the akhirat. Use your wealth to earn the akhirat. After your roti, kapra, makan is taken care of, you kept little bit aside. I'm not saying you mustn't keep no money aside. You kept some money aside. You got your budget, your savings, whatever. The extras, use it to earn the year after. Allah Ta'ala will give barakat in the dunya also. And so much sawab will get in the akhirat. You know, that sahabi, we must keep this thing in mind, and those of us who got family members in business, whatever, must talk about this thing. And look at that sahabi, he sent his slave as a, he made him his transacting on his behalf, right? So he sent him to the marketplace to buy a horse. And that person went. He found one nice horse, he negotiated everything. That man agreed that, okay, 200 dirhams can have the horse. I may be making a mistake with the exact figures now, but the ghaliban, right? So 200 dirhams he can have the horse. So this man now, the slave, he must have been so excited, no? Secured a good horse for my master at a good price, everything. So he brought now the seller with the horse, take the money from the owner, from the master. He brought this out, the sahabi comes outside, has a look at this horse, very fine horse. He tells this person, he said, no, this horse, tell me something, will you be happy to sell it at 400 dirhams? He had the deal secured at 200 dirhams. He said, would you be happy to sell at 400 dirhams? No, that person way is going to say he's not happy. So he said, yeah, very good. He look again. He said, no man, will you sell at 600 dirhams? He took him up to 800 dirhams. We talk about how much you brought. He squeezed him. He came here, he wanted so much per item, yeah, brought him down to this much. And I saw what he supplied the big fellow for, no, you give me same price. Then we feel, no, we good negotiators, we good businessmen. Now imagine he paid him 4 times the amount. And then he was asked after that, well, what's your a deal, right? We human. What is our deen? What is our deen? This khairhahi, this uhuwa. If I'm going to pay that man less for his item than what it really is worth, that horse was really worth that amount. If I'm going to pay him less, then where is my Islam? Where is my deen? I'm not saying he said all these words. What I'm trying to say, I'm just giving an explanation. He didn't use all these words. If I'm going to just think I got a bargain, and, right? So where is my ukhuwa? Where is my ad-dinun nasiha? Where is my al-muslimu akhul muslim and all that? Where? Everything is gone. Allah Ta'ala was perfect. So we must really, you know, watch. Sometimes we think, no, I'm not doing anything. Why am I exploiting my need? I called somebody to clean my garden. Did I pay him a wage that is the market-related wage? Or because that person is muhtaj, he don't have a job. Now I called him, I gave him a job which he is supposed to earn maybe 150 rand for that job. Right? Now I just take out 100 rand and give it to him. And he is a bichara, he got no work, so now at least he got 100 rand. He worked in the hot sun, everything, now he got 100 rand, it's alright, at least it's something. But in his heart, he's not really happy. He's not happy. We call somebody to come clean our garden. Before he started the work, did we clarify with him? Let's see, you clean the garden, first at the end of the day, I'm going to make you wash my cow also. Right, and you're going to do this also. We never clarify. He's not our staff member. He's a casual staff. We just called him for the day. So you got to clarify with him what you want him to do. And then you're going to tell him, right, I'm going to pay you this much. Are you happy with this amount? Right? So if he's happy, he does the work, you pay him before he sweat dries. But now you never tell him, but this, yeah, no, toho, what one, I got some part-time job for you, right? So he comes there, now you make him do this, make him do that, make him do that. So many things, which maybe if you had to call people to come do all this work, maybe it would have costed you 200 rand, 250 rand in labor. Right? Now you take out 100 rand end of the day and you give him. Nice, yeah. Pass. So you put another 20 rand, alright. We're exploiting the person. There's no difference between us and that big businessman who's charging the man 6 times or 7 times the rental for that item. The same. It's zulam we're making. So we must be very careful with our dealings, our transactions. And today's time, the ladies, they're doing a lot of this business online and they want to sell things and buy things and whatever. we must check the transactions too. Lot of times they are advertising things online. Now, when the person is buying the thing, it's not same. What picture they showed and what they supplied is two different things. Now, are they prepared to take the item back if this person doesn't like it? I said, no, I ordered it for you now, especially. I get some questions from the ladies. Sometimes we have one where they can send in some questions. So they send it to APA in writing. And I read the question, and I think from there, a lot of them, their business is upside down. They want to know now, if I'm specially ordering something for somebody, can I take a forward payment? Not to say these things are not allowed, but when you look at the questions, you can understand what kind of business, how they're operating. So they don't own the item. Right? They're just advertising the thing. So they're like an agent in between. They're advertising the thing. Now the person wants it, now they're sourcing it from somewhere where they saw the advert. Now whether they're getting the same thing, now they want you to pay because they got no money to transact. So you pay first, they can pay, now they can't get that item, now they're giving you something else. Now if that person says, but I don't want this thing, now she got no money to refund it. So we must check. One is, the husband is getting very happy, alright, no more she's asking me for scarf money and for shoes money and handbag money, you know, she's making her own money. Right? But now all that, whatever she's transacting, is her transactions all correct? Look into this thing. So this munajatiya of Hazrat Khwaja Azizul Hasan Madzub Rahmatullah Ali, we will just read a few lines from here. Make some dhikrullah.
Yaar rahe ya Rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu. Yaar rahe ya Rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu. Mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahu.
Oh my Allah, I must be thinking of you. All the time I must be thinking of Allah Ta'ala. I must be loving Allah Ta'ala. I must have love only for Allah Ta'ala in my heart. When it comes to the makhluk, so I mustn't be involved with the makhluk. Not to say you won't interact, all that you'll do, you love your wife, your children, but your main love will be for Allah. You love them, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, you love them because of this love for Allah Ta'ala.
Yaar rahe ya Rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu. Mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahu. Har dam zikro fikr mein tere mast rahu, sarshar rahu. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hoshyar rahu. Ab to rahe bas taad mein aakhir, virde zabae mere ila, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Tere siwa maabood-e haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں
خواجہ صاحب is actually in this munajat is actually teaching us how what must be in our mind when we are making dhikr of la ilaha illallah, when we saying that we removing everything, la ilaha, there is none worthy of worship, nothing, and we throwing it here and we saying illallah, only Allah. The last couple of weeks we doing the majlis on maqsood and ghair maqsood. So now what? Tere siwa maqsood haqiqi. Allah Ta'ala is my real objective. Besides Allah Ta'ala, nothing else. La ilaha illallah. Ma'bood haqiqi. Only Allah Ta'ala is my. I must worship Allah. Allah is my objective in life. I must attain Allah. Ma'rifat of Allah. Everything of Allah.
تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی جنوں انسوں حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کونوں مکاں میں لائق سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے तुझ पर सब गर बार लूटा दूं, तुझ पर सब गर बार लूटा दूं, खाना दिल आबाद रहे, सब खुशियों को आग लगा दूं, सब खुशियों को आग लगा दूं, गम से तेरे दिलशाद रहे, सबको नजर से अपनी गिरा दूं, सबको नजर से अपनी गिरा दूं, तुझसे फकत फरियाद रहे.
So, my Allah, thinking of you, I must forget everybody else. This heart must be cleansed of everybody else. Only the thought of Allah Ta'ala must be in the heart. Every desire must throw it in the fire. Hazrat Mu'adul Haq Maghdas Sahib was mentioning, he said, what is a servant? On Thursday night he mentioned, so what is a servant? Who is a servant? Servant is he who got no desire. His desire is his master's desire. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga do. All those desires, one is a haram desires. That shouldn't be in us. That automatically we should throw it. Then you go further. How I want things. How I want things to be. That to throw it in the fire. Ya Allah, how you want it to be, I'm happy like that. How you want it to be, I'm happy like that. My business never work out like that, I'm happy. My health is not going how you want it, I'm happy. I want afiyat, but I'm happy. I went home, I want my wife to be certain way, she's not like that, I'm happy. Everything, I'm happy. How you want it, I'm happy like that.
याद में तेरी सबको बुला दूं, कोई न मुझको याद रहे, तुझ पर सब गर बार लूटा दूं, तुझ पर सब गर बार लूटा दूं, खानाए दिल आबाद रहे, सब खुशियों को आग लगा दूं, सब खुशियों को आग लगा दूं, गम से तेरे दिल शाद रहे, सबको नजर से अपनी गिरा दूं, सबको नजर से अपनी गिरा दूं, तुझसे फकत फरियाद रहे, अब तो रहे बस ताद में आखिर विरदे जुबाए मेरे इला, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. नफ्सो शैता दोनों ने मिलकर हाई किया है मुझको तबाह, नफ्सो शैता दोनों ने मिलकर, नफ्सो शैता दोनों ने मिलकर हाई किया है मुझको तबाह, ए मेरे मौला मेरी मदद कर, ए मेरे मौला मेरी मदद कर, चाहता हूँ मैं तेरी फना, मुझसा खल्क में कोई नहीं गो बद किरदारों, Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluh wa lakal shukru kulluh. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluh wa lakal shukru kulluh. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا الله فجب وسلم فجب وسلم فجب لي تنبري سندر يبكم الدنو والله From the time we have become of age, right up to this day. Sahira, Kabira, Amadan, Khatan, Zahiri, Batiri, Sare Munao ki Makhwad Munumane. Hey Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. Cleanse our hearts, O Allah. Remove every guna from our name, Aman, O Allah. Hame maaf kar de mona, hame maaf kar de mona. اے اللہ ہم جانتے ہیں کہ ہم گندے مجرم ہیں گنہگار ہیں بدکار سب کچھ ہے مولا بندے مگر تیرے تیرے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امتی بھی ہے تجھے چھوڑ کر ہم گندے جائے کہاں تیرے گھر کے سوا کوئی در نہیں تیرے در کے سوا کوئی در نہیں اے خدا ہم چٹچٹاتے ہیں تیرے دروازے مغفرت پر ہمیں معاف کر دے ہمیں معاف کر دے خدا ہمیں معاف کر دے اے اللہ رحم کرم کا معاملہ فرما اے اللہ اے اللہ فوگیو سوت اللہ فوگیو اور پیرنٹ سوت اللہ Forgive our asatiza, O Allah. Forgive our mashayikh, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, O Allah. Forgive our children, O Allah. Our family members, O Allah. Those whose haq is upon us. Those whose ihsan is upon us. Those who have asked us to make dua for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of our beloved Huzur Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Bless us all with hidayat. Bless us with your love. Bless us with the love of Nabi Kareem. Make us pabande shariat. Make us pabande sunnat. Ya Allah, forgive all the maroomin. Ya Allah, you know the jaiz hajat within the hearts of each and everyone. Fulfill each and everyone's jaiz hajat.
You know the problems and difficulties each one may be facing. You assist and help us in our problems and difficulties. Oh Allah, oh Allah. Those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa ta'ala. Ajila mustamila daima. Ya Allah, our brother Yusuf Asmar is not well. Ya Allah, you make it easy for him. Ya Allah, you grant him shifa'i kamila. Ajila mustamila daima. Remove all traces of the bimari, O Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for his family, O Allah. Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء ونسألك برد العيش بعد الموت ونسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق الخاف اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في أرض الإسلام اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم اللهم العن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وشتت شملهم ومزق جمعهم ودمر ديارهم وفرق بينهم وقطع دابرهم اللهم أنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله